Very good. Let's go on to the next part of the show, shall we? And my next guest is on hold and ready. Alina Furman is the creator of Soup Alina and has a new cookbook out called Soup Alina Soup Cleanse. Welcome to It's All About Food, Alina.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me. So excited to be on your show.
Thank you very much, and I'm very excited to have you, and I'm just expecting you to just take the next half hour away because...
Let's do it.
I mean, you come with amazing credentials being a journalist on CNN. You've been in some pretty scary places in your day doing incredible things, and somehow you came to peace with soup.
I know, right? It's all about soup.
It's all about soup. And I have to admit, I felt like a real ding-dong. It took me like, I've been looking at your book for a while. I knew you were coming on the program, and I love the name Soup Alina. It's kind of like Thumbelina or, you know, kind of fairy tale name, which I love. And I was, you know, making some little jingles in my mind, but it took me a while, and I felt I'm really a dum-dum that I didn't realize it was soup. And your name, Alina, put together, and when I got it, I felt very dumb. But it's very cute.
It's funny because when I told my daughters first, I said, how about Soup Alina? And that's the first thing they said is, what, Mom, like Thumbelina? And I said, yeah, why not? Just a modern fairy with a ponytail and like cute heels and a little apron and a little ladle. You know, let's bring the soup into 21st century.
Absolutely. I love names that end in Ina, just not just Thumbelina. I don't know what kind of feelings people have about Thumbelina, but... I've sung opera, and most of the characters that I've sung in the coloratura repertoire, they all their names end in Ina, Adina, Rosina, everything ends in Ina. So it's just a nice, has a very nice, melodic, friendly, lovely sound to it. Soup Alina, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, now, how are we supposed to cleanse with soup, Soup Alina?
Soups, here's the thing, you know, soups are so amazing for you, no matter how you turn and twist it, you know, soups have been around forever, I mean, for centuries, you know, for generations, you know, every medicine in the world and every healer has always looked, you know, brewed something, you know, like when you think of, you know, healers, you see, you know, like you have this image of, you know, of a pot brewing, you know, on the stove and, you know, things going in there. And, but somehow, you know, here we are in the 21st century and soups have become these, you know, toxic laden concoctions with sodium and fats and, you know, substandard ingredients. And soups, you know, up until Soup Alina came on the scene, there was really not a healthy soup on the market anywhere. And that was really shocking to me because even when you go to a 5-star restaurant, you know, you're going to end up having a soup that has heavy dairy in it, or if you go to a vegan restaurant, would have heavy nuts in it, like cashews or, you know, some of the other nuts, you know, mixed in there for creaminess. And it was just really, really heavy. And I wanted, you know, I came to souping through my own journey, you know, so I started making soups to heal myself and brought ingredients that I needed in my body to cleanse, to feel good, to feel whole, to feel healed. And I, you know, I wanted them to taste great, but I also wanted them to be medicinal. And so in terms of cleansing, what soups do is, they provide you with readily digestible, nutrients. You know, because even when you juice and when you eat, you know, when you drink smoothies, for example, or eat raw food, it's all very cold in your digestive system. And your body has a lot of work to do to digest what you have just consumed. Now, technically, there's nothing wrong with that. But because we live in, you know, in a very toxic world these days and it's reality and we all know about that. And we can't put ourselves in a bubble and say, well, and I'm going to create an environment for myself where nothing is toxic. it's just not going to happen, you know, because, you know, we can't control our lives 100%, but we can control our food. And so soup provides readily digestible nutrients that are already warm, that are ready to penetrate on a cellular level and heal your gut, you know, improve your digestive system, give you energy, help you with healthy elimination, you know, flush, you know, your kidneys and liver and, you know, and really just create this favorable environment that will make you feel better. You know, you will be calmer. You know, you're calmer when you eat soup. It really changes so much for you. It's pretty remarkable. Try it sometime. You know, even like from one bowl of soup, you eat a bowl of soup and you just feel content. You know, you feel calm. You feel happy. You feel satiated.
There's something very comforting about soup.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people who don't know where their kitchen is and don't like the idea of cooking, primarily because they don't know how to cook. Soup is probably the easiest thing. It's one pot, and yep. it all goes in there together. Can't be simpler.
But you have to be very selective, and that's what I'm trying to explain because, you know, I've come across people who go, oh, I love soup too. And I always get excited when people tell me that they love soup. And so I always ask, hey, what's your favorite soup? What do you make? You know, cause everybody has their own favorites. And some people say, oh, well, I just open the refrigerator and I just see what's there about to spoil. And I open up a can of tomatoes and I put it all in and, you know, boil it up and then throw it in a mixer and it's great. And my eyes literally pop out of their orbits, and I go, oh, my God, that's not soup.
That's not soupalina soup.
No. In order for soup to really give you the goodness that I'm talking about, the healing powers, the medicinal powers, every ingredient in that soup has to be spectacular and has to be handpicked. Now, not everybody is lucky enough to live in Southern California and to go to the farmer's market every day like we do here. But every town has a farmer's market at least once a month or, you know, or a market or a co-op or, you know, Whole Foods or international market or ethnic markets, you know, tend to have more fresher produce. And I think that if you explore and find those places, you know, you will see how great ingredients are, and to me, the ingredients are the stars, you know, and once you have these incredible ingredients, you can truly make remarkable soups.
Quality ingredients make quality food with flavor. It's
absolutely.
I mean, everybody talks about the conventional or industrial tomato. It's round, and it's made to fit on a hamburger, and it has no taste.
Nope.
And even though you may be able to get it year round, there's no point in eating it. It's disgusting.
Right.
But when you find a tomato garden fresh from a farm, oh, I mean, it's just heavenly. Every vegetable is like that. Every plant food is like that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And that's why I also really encourage people to eat in season. And I know we're all spoiled here because we like to have things when we want to have them. But, you know, nature doesn't work like this. You know, there are things that grow at different times of the year. And I think if you kind of go with the flow and enjoy what grows certain times of the year, it's wonderful.
Very good. Now, so you put the soup cookbook together, but you already have a business where you sell soup to the world.
Exactly. Yeah, to Los Angeles world at the moment only, but hopefully in the very near future to the world, to the wider world.
The wider world. And for those that want to do it themselves, they have the opportunity to get all of your recipes in this lovely book.
Thank you. Now, yes. Well, that was the purpose. Yeah.
Who came up with the names of all of your soups? Because they really are fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so my daughters and I have brainstorms. We sit around the kitchen table, and one of my best friends actually sometimes comes over, and we just play with words, and we sit around, and we throw different names and come up with something that we all love. So we have our own little focus groups and brainstorm sessions.
Right. Well, here's just a few of them. I'm all artichoked up. You're my favorite. I love fava beans, by the way.
Yeah.
And let's see. I don't care at all what they say. Oh, don't squash my dreams. Oh, cauliflower me, maybe. That's a good one. yeah, I can't believe it's butternut.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little deep. You got to go to the next level there. Really know your history of commercials.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So your soup story started, my understanding from reading your book, is that you were diagnosed with breast cancer, and that was your wake-up call to heal, learn about healing with food.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was a scary time. I think, you know, we all go about our daily lives, hoping that we're invincible. And I certainly was one of those. And then one day I received the diagnosis that shook my world, and, I really didn't know what to do. It was probably the scariest moment of my life. And, seriously, being in Afghanistan was not scary. That was scary.
So, isn't that, that's crazy.
Yes,
that's not scary. That's crazy.
Point. I know. I know. Because all of a sudden you really feel like you're staring death in the eyes, and you have to make decisions. And for me, you know, it really, it was a journey, really. It didn't all snap together immediately. I didn't know immediately what to do. It took time. It took a long time. And, food became, so one of the things that I made a choice about is to turn down chemotherapy because I didn't believe in it. And I decided to roll the dice and see if I can make it work for myself the way I believed I could. Now, I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but I had faith, and I thought I was going to give it a try. And so I dove into research and started researching nutrition and, you know, and all of the things that I had to do to change my life, because one of the researchers, actually pathologists that I spoke with, who tested my tissue, told me that in order for me to truly heal, I had to completely change my life. And life was not just nutrition. Nutrition was a big part of it. But it was also about reducing my stress, realizing, understanding my emotions, quieting my mind, and learning how to breathe, doing all of those other, you know, spiritual, emotional things that are so important for us in this busy world. But soups and nutrition were, you know, about 80% of that, because that really what centered me. And like I mentioned before, you know, that's something that I could 100% control, because I could control what I put into my food. I could control what I eat, when I eat, how I eat. And so I started researching ingredients, and I started seeing a Chinese medicine doctor and an Ayurvedic practitioner, and they were telling me about spices and herbs that I had to have in my diet, and mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms like maitakes and shiitakes. And I was trying to figure out how am I going to have all of those spices and all of those herbs as often as I needed to have them to boost my immunity, to bring certain nutrients into my body on a cellular level. And again, at that time, everybody was juicing, and it was all about juicing and raw. And I couldn't go that route. I tried, actually, and it was not working for me because I was cold. I was, you know, when I did my juice cleanse, I remember it was April in L.A., and it gets pretty hot here, and I was in a parka with a cashmere hat and cashmere gloves and cashmere scarf in Uggs, and I was freezing. I was shivering. I was very, very cold because my body was just not responding to it. It was not getting the nutrients. So I started playing in the kitchen, and I started playing the soups, and I started putting the all of the spices, like turmeric, you know, massive amounts of turmeric and cumin and cardamom and saffron and all of those ingredients into the soups, and hoping that it's going to be palatable for me. And miraculously, things started turning out. And partially, you know, again, you know, I've researched all of the ingredients, so I knew which ingredients would go with which ingredients and how would they create those healing, you know, combinations. But also, I'm a big believer in energy, and I believe that food is energy. And if you put love into the food you create, it turns out beautiful. And so I literally would spend hours in the kitchen and pour my love into those soups. And I truly believe that that was the reason they were so healing. And to this day, you know, I cook all of the soups. You know, I really believe in that, in that energy. So yeah.
Beautiful. So I didn't notice in any of your lists of ingredients, it never says love.
I know, right?
But I think it's an important ingredient.
It is. Well, my soups, when people, it's cute. When people receive the soups through delivery, they come with bamboo spoons, and each spoon is stamped made with love.
Oh, yes. But I agree with you. It's a very important ingredient. And sometimes it's hard if you're cooking with a bad mood because you don't want to put that bad mood into your food either.
Exactly.
Yeah. Herbs and spices, we're continually getting more science that supports how nourishing they are and how medicinal they are and how great they are for boosting the immune system. And they just taste great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And an easy way to make great soup. Just a pile of herbs and spices.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, you don't have to use fats and oils and everything. You know, you just, you know, you literally, you know, the flavors are tantalizing. You know, it's incredible. You know, that's the frontier that I feel is going to be coming here is, you know, we need to be understanding more about spices, because I feel that we've kind of gotten veggies down, and we know that they're great for us, but spices and herbs take it a notch up. It's a completely different paradigm.
One of the things I talk about when people want to, for example, steam their vegetables and have vegetables steamed, which is great, but then there's the water that the vegetables have been steaming in, and that's where a lot of the vitamins went. So I always encourage people, drink that water. It's like a nice tea or a nice broth. Don't waste it because it's so good for you. But you don't have that problem with soup. It's all there in the same pot. Now, I have to mention this, and I'm glad you clarified it somewhere in the middle of the book. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a dear friend of mine, and he's my favorite doctor. And I wondered when I saw your name, but you clarified you are not related. But he is a big fan of soup and encourages all of his followers, his nutritarians, to make soup. So I'm sure he would like a lot of these recipes.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to meet him. He is one of my heroes. So I know I'm very proud that I have the same last name, and one of these days I hope to meet him.
I don't know many people who have this name, and it's always a trick, making sure I put the H before the R.
I know. That's so true.
Yes. Well, I'm sure maybe many, 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 many generations back, you might have some connection along the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to if they want to make your soup, they buy your book, Soupalina Soup Cleanse. And then otherwise, if they want you to make it for them, they head over to L.A. and go to your space. And where can people find Soupalina's in Los Angeles? Where is it?
Okay, So they go online at www.superlina.com, and they place an order, and Superlina flies in into their home or office and brings their soups right to their doorstep.
Oh, you know, it's delivery.
Those wings come in handy, you know.
Well, absolutely. You know, I was mentioning earlier, you probably didn't catch it, but at the beginning of the show, I was sharing my woe is me story of having the flu for the last week, and finally a week-long fever finally broke on Sunday, and now I've just got a little hoarseness and hacking. But would have been nice to have Superlina in my neighborhood to deliver me some soup when I was sick.
Oh, my God. I could get you well, literally, within 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
My daughter.
And which soup would that, or which cleanse would that be?
So my healing broth, or Lady McBroth, is so powerful. So I would have you sit on this broth throughout the day. I would have you with California Dreamin' and maybe sweet coconut Thai Omai. I don't want you eating too much when you're sick because I want you just getting the nutrients. So you would be having the broth mainly just to flush all the toxins out. And then I would give you some extra vitamin C and vitamin D, and within 24 hours you would be just a completely different person.
Well, if you had been on my show last week, I would have tried it and we would have seen what happened. But unfortunately, I didn't talk to you last week. Excuse me. And I hope this never happens to me again.
Yes,
but now,
me too.
Now I know what to do.
But now you know.
Okay. Well, Alina, thank you very much for joining me. And it's all about food and for creating Superlina. Superlina, Superlina, happy little thing.
it was so nice to talk to you, Karen. You're lovely. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
okay.
Soup's on. All right.
Okay.
Okay, have
Take
a great
care.
Day. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay, my pleasure. Okay, that was Alina Furman talking about Superlina, soup cleanse, plant-based soups, broths to heal your body, calm your mind, and transform your life. And we can all use a little transformation in our life, couldn't we? Okay, so before we go, I was laughing before. I don't know if you were, but I was going to mention that spring is coming in 5 days. Actually, today is the Ides of March. Beware of the Ides of March. And in 5 days, spring will be here. And I thought, okay, after the first day of spring, haven't you been missing hearing the Mr. Softy truck when I do this program? And I thought, okay, we'll have it probably next week. And as I was thinking it, did you hear it? It was about 20 minutes ago, or half hour ago, the Mr. Softy truck came through. It's not even spring yet. Oh, dear. I'm not saying that I like the Mr. Softy truck. It's just, it's been a whole winter quiet without it during the show, and now we're going to be hearing it again. I also wanted to let you know about some other things coming up. Next week is March 22nd, and I will be celebrating 7 years doing It's All About Food. My first show was March 25th, 2009. So what are we going to do? We should have a party next week, shouldn't we? Woo-hoo-hoo! Let me know if you have some ideas how we might party during the show. And I also wanted to mention, okay, so I said I was sick all week, and my What Vegans Eat blog, I condensed all of last week into one blog just because I wasn't eating very much and couldn't really eat very much. And so I didn't make any healing broths from Superlina, but you can see what I was trying to nibble on. I made a bunch of food, or let me say that my Gary made a bunch of food. And I wanted to put a shout out to Sandy, who commented on this blog post with a TGFG. Thank God for Gary. Amen for that.
He was right here making some really nice, clean, simple food for me, whether I was eating it or not. Excuse me. All right. A couple of things to look forward to. April 3rd here in New York City, we're going to have another Veggie Pride Parade, and Responsibility and Living will be there. So if you're in the New York metro area, you might want to consider going to that. I'm going to that. Another book that I can't wait that I just discovered is coming out in April, speaking of Dr. Joel Fuhrman. His newest book is called The End of Heart Disease, and I know it's going to be amazing. So I know we all know people with heart disease. This is going to be a great book for everyone to read. And the last thing I wanted to mention is we just created a brand new cookie recipe last night. We wanted cookies. We made them, and you get the recipe. It's a very simple maple peanut butter oatmeal cookie. And we use maple syrup. We didn't use any evaporated cane juice or other kind of sugar. And there's no oil in it or no vegan butter. It's just peanut butter, and that creates the fat. The last thing I wanted to mention is you know that I'm a real big fan of the Aquany water distiller. Well, we have a special going on, free shipping. And if you go to the responsibilityandliving.com website, you can go over there on the right-hand side and check out the Aquany distiller. If you're interested, now's the time, because the shipping is free with the code LUCKY. All right, I think I've got nothing left of my hoarse voice. Thanks for joining me on It's All About Food, and my friends, have a very delicious week. Stay well.